After 84 years of spanning Fresno's South Van Ness Avenue, the concrete and steel archway that welcomes visitors to the best little city in the USA is about to get a new neighbor, high-speed rail. And while the arch doesn't stand directly in the path of the tracks, there is one problem.
The high-speed rail track that goes in will block the entrance to South Van Ness, so it will be an arch facing onto a cul-de-sac.
That's Elliot Balch, the downtown revitalization manager for the city of Fresno. He's working with the California High-Speed Rail Authority to find a new, more visible home for the Fresno landmark. He says leaving the archway standing over a dead-end street and facing a fence that will wall off the high-speed rail tracks isn't a good idea.
The original intent of the arch was to serve as an entryway, something that a lot of people would see as they're coming into Fresno, something prominent. And so we want to find a way that that great structure can serve that purpose in the present day. So we think that with the street block there at the railroad, that it would make more sense to find a different place that is some kind of a passageway or a gateway.
So where should the arch go? Sally Caglia's late father, Frank, led the effort to restore the sign.
I'd like to see this move to some place of prominence, downtown somewhere, and of course, the place I'd like to see it and the family would like to see it is as the entrance of the Fulton Mall to show that that's the gateway to the heart of our city downtown.
The Caglia family has a long connection to the arch. It currently sits outside the family business, Electric Motor Shop. Years ago, the company essentially adopted the city-owned sign, repairing the broken neon, painting it, and paying the monthly electric bill to this day. And if the arch moves downtown, it could make for something of a family reunion. That's because the site Sally favors, at the intersection of Fulton and Tuolumne, is next to another Fresno landmark her dad saved from the wrecking ball, the historic Warner's Theater.
It was a lot of pride for him to be able to take care of some of the historic treasures of this city that he felt had been so good to him in the business.
As for the city, officials say they haven't settled on any one site just yet, but they've looked at a number of locations downtown, including at the entrance to the Fulton Mall. Balch says the Fulton site makes sense not only as an important entryway, but also for another reason. It fits.
If you look on the north side of Tuolumne, then you measure the distance from one light pole to the other. It is exactly the distance between the interiors of the columns of the Van Ness archway.
Balch says any decision on moving the sign is independent from the ongoing planning the city is doing to reopen the Fulton Mall to vehicle traffic. And he says the rail authority would be responsible for the cost of relocating the sign. The city's Historic Preservation Commission is scheduled to hear input from the public on new locations for the arch on Monday night at City Hall. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Joe Moore.